What is real education? Real education is results. Unstandardized, curiosity-driven, fascinating, self-directed, unfolding in a unique sequence and at the perfect pace. It is, in fact, the opposite of standardized education. Here, nothing is ever cut up or divided or interrupted. Real education is about integrating knowledge and never, ever memorizing disconnected facts. It is like an upgrade to our mind, our thoughts, and our view of the world. And due to it being closely integrated with our existing knowledge, it instantly grants us new capabilities. You don't ever wait for things to make sense later on or for dots to somehow connect, because you never waste time on hopping around out of sequence. There's no need for tests or grades. Just a familiar road forward where each step marks new progress, ideas, and new discoveries. Here, each new step is always intricately connected to your existing knowledge. It is always about precious keepsakes and a large dose of self-betterment. Real education always results in a cluttered desk, or a messy laboratory, or hard-to-comprehend journals and scattered, though brilliant, thoughts. And all of the items that are scattered around are closely bound to the learner's soul. The traces of their curiosities are scattered everywhere. They are the old stepping stones and foundations to their best ideas and curiosities today. The journals often leave out the best parts, as those are in the person's mind, and there is never, ever time to write it all down. Real education grows from within. It is an uninterrupted train of thoughts, an undivided attention, decorated with tiny, colorful achievements and advancements. The road forward is as unique as the student's personality or their deepest integrities. It is one of the major projections of their inner personality. And it is always a peaceful path, serene and healing and brilliant and sacred. Aside from pursuits of curiosities, of which there are as many as all the interesting thoughts that were ever had added together, there is a yearning for inheriting the best of knowledge and wisdom from the lives of great beings who made lasting and positive contributions. Those are the great minds that form our greater family. It includes all, from warriors and pre-Socratics to contemporary thinkers. There is an awareness that if we begin at zero, we can only reach the heights that were already had by great beings that came before us. With the aid of books or narrated books, we allow ourselves to resume where the great thinkers left off. Real education is an upward slope that goes in tandem with our growing up, and our intellectual inheritance reminds us that to grow up means to grow all the way up until we too reach our greatest heights.